and welcome to Marooned at Magpie's Headquarters, day 119. I was trying to multitask. That did not end well. It's been one of those days. How is everybody? Now, you've heard some music as well. Right, let me get the chat up and then I can see how everybody is. Crying out loud. Seriously, one of those days. And we needed to squeeze some importance in. Hello! Let's catch up. Right, is it just music? Jonathan, shouldn't have been. Thought I had it licked, but no, I didn't. Anyway, I'm back. Hello, hello, Kim. Hello, Paul. It's morning for Paul. Wow. CQ, Deb, CQ. And who else have we got? What's that music in the background? That's me working on tomorrow. Crying out loud. Is there a football game today? I do believe there is. I do believe there is a football game. I think there's more than one. Are you talking about American football, though? Or British football? There's loads over here. What a day. Where should I start? Oh, I know where I should start. You guys, last night, had Mike and I in total fits. The humour rabbited all the way through by request until we got to the end of the show. And when we got to the end of the show, I was typing in our WhatsApp chat and I'm trying to remember now. Who started it? Basically, I typed in and I basically put into the chat something like, and don't forget your lady pipe. Which takes us right back to last night. Stuart, who wasn't with us last night, was like, What's this lady pipe business? And I had to tell him, what happens in Marooned stays in Marooned. But can I just say, Kim, when I'd finished by request, I did head off and have a look for this plane of yours. Oh, Kim, that must have been... You must be into virtual, like yoga stroke origami to do what you needed to in that plane. Absolutely unbelievable. I have a newfound respect for your agility. Let's just say that. Oh, absolutely loving it. Right. Hopefully you can all hear me now. I did. I checked the plane. And the fact that there were three people in it also blew my mind. It looks so tiny. So we've successfully managed to boggle Stuart's mind. He might join us later. You never know. I'm sure he wants to know all about purple lady pipes. Don't we all? Mike's doing the Brooklands news right now. He was doing a rehearsal earlier. And happy to report, one take, Thomas. But he's doing it live now. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully just as well. We're pondering a theme for next week. We've had a couple suggested, but we're pondering at the moment. So I wonder what we can find for this week to keep ourselves amused. Last night was just absolutely fabulous. I loved it. No, you were hearing music because I'm trying to sort out the music special for tomorrow. And all of that would have been absolutely fine. I could have carried on doing that, but I left the system open in broadcast mode. So that's what the problem was. The theme was amazing last night, wasn't it, Kim? Because obviously you think of, like, you know, driving in my car. I should have played Teddy Bear, shouldn't I? Because I love Teddy Bear, and the fact that others don't, I don't care. Kim likes Teddy Bear, and I like Teddy Bear. That's all we need. Because that was about trucking. But the things people came up with, like the combine harvester. Debbie will never be the same again. Sorry about that, Debbie. I'd actually forgotten they'd done Cider Drinker. It was bad, wasn't it? It was really bad. Do you know how I know when it's really bad? When the priest is in the chat and he puts in OMG. Which he did. He put in OMG. This has got to be the worst song ever. So, don't think that made mass this morning. Oh, talking of which, Kim, I have an update on that. Finally spoke to somebody who knows somebody who went. But they didn't go last week, they only went this week. And it was very much, you walk through the door, they tell you where to sit, and that's it, you don't move. So, I don't even think any kind of Eucharist was partaken of. But you may have heard a conversation last night in the WhatsApp chat where Stuart, we have an odd setup here. Our priest has two churches on the west side of the main road, and his priest has two churches on the east side of the road, and they are in the satellite church, but they share a newsletter, as do our two churches. And he said, when I said we've no idea what's actually going on, and you know, if you had more of a clue, you could make an informed decision whether you wanted to go or not. But he said it's all in the newsletter. So Mike dug the newsletter out and read it all out. And it's all civilised there. What they're doing to make it less obvious if you are not comfortable taking Eucharist is they're doing the Eucharist at the end, actually after Mass has finished, kind of on the way out. So if you just want to go, go. But if you'd like Eucharist, then you kind of get it on the way out with socially distanced. But we're still not quite sure what's happening at ours over that. But didn't seem to be that busy. Let's just put it like that.
Good not evening, that everybody.
Oh, you're back. Were you on take Thomas again?
One take Thomas.
I said you'd done the rehearsal in one take.
Yes.
Hello, baby girl.
One take Lola.
Do you want to tell them what happened after last night's gorging session?
I was a bit sick, Mummy.
I was a little bit sick, said Lola. No, you weren't sick, were you? No. It all came out the way God intended. Yes, but a little bit quicker than maybe he intended it to. So today, no tripe sticks. She's got such a little face on her.
We have a restful day. We've kicked a football. We've tugged a rope.
Yes. And we conned two sausages out of Mummy because you looked absolutely starving. But you've not had your walk because guess what, gang? Weather's gone all wrong again. Yeah, it's too hot.
Too hot.
We are up to 20 degrees and sunshine. I did not order this. So if somebody could arrange for it to be collected, I would be most grateful. Yeah. I did, however, go in and have a look at the weather for the rest of the week. Went absolutely mad. And then realised I was looking at Exeter. Which, thankfully, for me, is warmer than it is here. I was looking at Exeter thinking, 24 degrees. But no, it's only 22 here.
No, Johnny, we'll refrain. Anyway, Debbie S. got a mention on the news.
She did?
Yes. Combine harvesters and skates and...
Cider drinking,
yeah.
She says no permanent scarring. I'd never heard that one from Melanie, though. That was great.
I've heard it, I'm sure.
No, I've never heard it. I had no idea that it wasn't an original. It shows you how much I know. No, Jonathan, there will be no pictures like that. Not like the time when Mayer ate the eyeball.
Oh, yes.
He had a toy. You've seen his toy. It was a strawberry. It was called Straw. Very imaginative of me. How he acquired Straw. Straw was never his to start with. No. Straw was mine. It was basically you went into the newsagents.
That's the one, Johnny.
The eyeball. Yes, the eyeball, Jonathan. You went into newsagents, and I forget what it was, but over a certain amount, you got this free toy, and you could choose. And there was a strawberry. I think there was like a melon and... But the only one that actually made logical sense when you looked at it, that you could actually tell what it was this strawberry. So it was a stuffed strawberry. And the thing was, I think they must have got them as like a batch lot because the feet were on backwards. So I think they were defective on top of everything else. But it was my strawberry. Anyway, when Maya was very, very, very tiny... he came into my office. I think something was happening in the house and he had to come into my office and stay in there. And he meandered round, had a look, etc. This strawberry was like under a table and he helped himself to it. And that was how, as a baby, it became his strawberry. But I'm about to put a picture up. Here you go. It's all right, Jonathan. It's the before, not the after. But what actually happened was... Where's the page gone there? Crying out loud. There we go. Right, got it. What happened was, as you can see, it's got eyeballs. They were actually plastic. And I was trusting him with it. When I turned round, he'd only whipped one of the eyeballs out. So we figured he'd eaten it. And so ensued two and a half days of checking, if you will. So Mike had to go out and actually go through it with a fine tooth comb, don't ask. Eventually, said eyeball did make a reappearance. But it was either that or take him to the vet for x-rays and operations and stuff. So we decided it's only a plastic eyeball. It'll be fine. But after that, all his toys had to have either stitched eyes where it was just fabric, or they had to be de-eyed, which made his toys look like something from a horror film before you started. Oh, I think he must have been about... He's got a monkey face on him. Samoyeds, when they go from being, you know, tiny puppies to adolescent dogs, the fur on their face is very, very short at this point. But the fur starts to grow out, as you can see. But if you actually look closely, it's like in a heart shape around his eyes and nose. So they develop a kind of monkey face. That was his monkey face stage. So I think he was about 10, 11 weeks there. Little menace. He grew into his fur, as we say.
I think we've all done it, Kim.
Oh, Kim, we've all done it,
haven't
we?
If you're a dog owner, we've all been on poop patrol.
It is a little bit tricky checking the other end, as it were. But it's got to be done. You know, as long as you know what's missing. And obviously, Straw had one eye, so we figured the other one when we couldn't find it.
We did it with Lola early on.
What did we think she'd had?
I don't know. It was some black rubber. What was it?
Oh, it'd be the doorstop she decided.
It was a doorstop, yeah.
We had a rubber doorstop that she decided would be a good wheeze to eat it. So I'm like, can you just check that it does come out the other end? Thankfully, she's not done... Did you see that dog that swallowed a stick?
Yeah.
The thing was, he swallowed it whole. Honestly, this stick ended up... It was 3/4 of the length the dog was. And it was actually stuck down his throat, clean through him. Obviously, they had to operate. But at least our two, when they are eating something, it's usually something that's digestible. Shall we talk about the paper? or something that will actually come out the other end and won't do them any harm. Not like a 4-foot stick. The paper incident was, Maya was never quiet. He was always up to mischief. Lola's very laid back by comparison, but Maya was always up to mischief. And this particular day, I should have known better. I blame myself. He was so quiet. But the thing was, like a baby. Can you imagine you've got this baby and it never sleeps and all of a sudden it's asleep? You're just that grateful. You don't question it. You are naive. So I'm thinking, oh, he's a good boy. He's so quiet. And he actually was lay on the floor and he had his head up against the wall and a box of paper. You know, like 5 reams of A4 paper or letter size paper. He was minding his own business. Good boy. So later on, I said, right, shall we go outside? And I stands up and he stands up and all over the floor underneath him, he's all like white confetti. And I thought, what's this? And I looked and he'd only eaten half the paper. But the thing was, instead of limiting himself to just the one ream and leaving me with something to print on, oh no, he'd actually eaten down the side of the box. So he'd nibbled through all 5 reams in this box. There were bad words said. And he just stood there grinning. And I think that made a reappearance as well, didn't it? But obviously it wasn't quite as white on the way out. Let's say no more than that. You might be eating. But yeah, 5 entire reams. Obviously the majority of the paper wasn't destroyed, but just enough so you couldn't use it. You'd have to cut the corner off. He was a menace. He was a menace. Oh, Anthony, no. A plastic cork. You wonder, don't you, upon what basis they make the decision. But at least you got him there for emergency surgery. That's so hard for you to sit through. I trust he's never done it again. Did he learn his lesson? Maya didn't do it again. I think that was pretty much because we made sure he didn't. Lola's been okay. She's kind of settled in and no, she hasn't. But we told you about that King Charles Spaniel. That never stops. it has no sense at all. They've had it in and had three operations based on things he's eaten. And it always seems to be out of the bin. Amazing, some dogs make you out the puppy stage. You're not kidding. The trouble he got in. I think he was about 8 or 9 weeks. So he would literally have been here less than 2 weeks. And he's running around the garden and he's digging and he's covered in filth, which was fine, not a problem. But when he came over, there was kind of like a mark. I think it was either under his eye or above his eye, one or the other. It was around his eye somewhere. And I just thought it was more dirt. So I kind of flicked at it and it didn't disappear. And it wasn't black either. It was a mark. It wasn't white fur, put it like that. So I got a bit closer and I'm looking. And I realised there was a chunk of fur missing. And I'm like, how's he done that? And what he'd done was he'd gone digging, but he'd gone digging around the rose bushes. And can you imagine the thorns on a rose bush? Completely fearless, the idiot. And had taken a chunk of fur out. It took weeks for it to grow back. He got there in the end, though. Oh, honestly. Oh, that's good, Anthony. Lesson learned. Mind you, you're probably on patrol now, just in case. Kiva got quiet one day. Nothing good comes that follows that, Kim. Nothing but cups. So you were in the office and found she climbed up onto the stove and was sitting there afraid to get down. Now that's Ollie.
Yeah.
Ollie is obsessed with the cooker. Absolutely obsessed. He does not differentiate between the fridge, which is nice and cool and has treats in it, and the cooker, which has nice treats in it, but it's hot. Just doesn't seem to be bothered. It's as though he doesn't feel the heat.
Because he's only little, he stands on his two back legs,
yeah,
and claws at the cooker.
He looks like a meerkat, doesn't he? He can actually, because he's so tiny, he can actually walk on his back legs. So he's walking across the kitchen, you know, with two paws in front of him, actually like walking like a little monkey. He's a little monkey. Oh my god. When Shuey was a puppy, anything outside he brought in and vice versa. Trumpet vines. What are trumpet vines? Oh, I'm going to have a look. Oh, my God. What is it with animals? Oh, dear Deb. $800. Isn't it criminal? We got told that if the mayor only ever went in the once. And we got told when he went in that if he needed to stay overnight, and the procedure was, you know, hideously expensive to start with, but it wasn't actually a full operation, that if he was going to have to stay overnight, it'd be £400 a night. And I said to Mike, why don't we just get a room at the Ritz and we can all stay? that was just the overnight cost. That wasn't for any treatment at all. That was just to spend the night there. It's absolutely horrific. That worries me about bed foam, how much of it does actually get eaten. You'd think somebody could develop something that wasn't as easily accessible or edible, depending on how you look at it. We've got exactly the same problem with Lola. The bed she has at the top of the stairs, absolutely pristine, never touched it. One downstairs, you should see the state of it. I think it's beyond use now, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's had to be confiscated because every time she drags it around, more of the inside comes out. You're a menace. Are you listening? No, I'm not taking a blind.
I don't think she ate any of it. She just deposited it all over the floor downstairs.
Mayor would do that. He did get over the eating of it. He would. I don't know what you have it inside dog toys in the States, but over here it's kind of a white, nylon-y, cotton wool type texture thing. Toy stuffing. And I was always concerned that he was eating it. But to be honest, he would hold a toy down with one paw and then grab the stuffing out of it and just kind of throw it over his shoulder. I always said it was like watching, was it Henry VIII?
Yeah.
You know,
and spit it out.
With chicken drumsticks. He would just spit it out all over the house. He didn't actually eat that. That's so horrific.
Yeah, hence the term stuffy.
Yes, a stuffy.
Yeah.
They are lethal, lethal. Oh, they do look like trumpets, don't they? I can only imagine what that looked like when he dragged them in. They've got huge flowers on, haven't they? not seen too many of those over here, have you?
No.
When we have climbers
not
over...
Not to look at flowers.
Well, no. I think you'd notice those, though, because they are so unique, aren't they? They do look like little trumpets. It's smaller flowers like sweet peas, isn't it, that you do climbers with? They're lovely, but not in the house, maybe.
Johnny, seems the toys are meant for kids and not dogs. It's probably not dog friendly.
That's a very good point, Jonathan, because you can buy toys from like Pets at Home. And the stuffing inside them is exactly the same as you would see in a toy shop for children. So I'd have to say probably not. I guess you don't want it. You don't want to make like it have a bad smell for animals or something, because they'd smell it through the fabric. I guess it's not dangerous as in toxic, but obviously anything taken to excess is going to cause a problem, as it were. So we just have to keep an eye on her. She's not actually anywhere as bad as Maya for ripping toys up. Close your ears. Don't listen. You shouldn't be doing that anyway, Lola. Oh, dear. The golden we had destroyed the family room couch. Oh, wow. And deep holes. I must admit, Deb, I'd not given that much consideration when we got Maya. But when I saw what he was doing to toys, I thought we just need to buy him thousands of toys, because if he does that with the furniture, Mum's going to go orbital. But the only thing he ever tried to touch was the carpet. He was kind of like nuzzling up to the edge of the carpet, and like, I think at the time he was actually teething. So he was kind of like rubbing his teeth over it. Anyway, Mum was having none of it. And when he went out for a walk, I put Vicks Vapor Rub just above on the paintwork, and he never went near it again. So we were very lucky that he didn't do that. Interesting, though, because when we went to Lola's first family's house, when the pups were there, basically they needed a 5-minute rest, didn't they? If you think one dog's bad, you want to try six pups. And the mum. There was that table in the corner, do you remember, that her ex had given her?
Yeah.
And it was like a coffee table with very chunky legs, just square. They weren't, you know, fashioned in any kind of pattern or anything. They were just square legs, a very square, like IKEA-ish looking coffee table. But it was proper wood. It wasn't the kind of IKEA plasticized board rubbish. This was proper wood. And all four of the legs on this table were gnawed to within an inch of their life. They all had really bad dog chew marks on them.
So did the chair legs.
And so did the chair legs. Right. So we got into a conversation about this table. And she said, oh, that was my ex who gave me that. She said, and he turned up one day and wanted it back. She said, so I took him in and said, the dog quite likes it. And he said, I'll leave you with it. Because obviously it was chewed to glory. But the thing is, touch wood, touching desk. She's not touched anything here. Nothing. I had the Vic Vapor ready because we just before she arrived, literally 3-4 months, we got a new dining set. So there's six chairs down there that are brand new. And obviously to a dog, oh, virgin territory to chew. She's never even gone anywhere near them. I just find that so strange. Mm. I can only assume she might have been left on her own for a while and decided to get into mischief.
Probably.
And right now she's just in here sitting with us, not getting into any mischief at all. But very strange. You know, she did it in one location, didn't in another. And these chairs were virtually identical to the chairs that the first family had. Oh, very strange beans. But destroying a whole sofa. Oh, wow. Barney isn't a destroyer, but the Cocker Spaniel used to destroy any toy he was given, including the indestructible ones. That sounds just like Mayor Anthony. There was nothing that he couldn't dismantle. The only one that he never actually managed to destroy, and it's a bit of a cheat because it wasn't actually a dog toy. It was a doll, wasn't it? I don't know if you've got them in the States, but there was a doll here, definitely in the 70s. Because some idiot bought me one, like I wanted to mother a doll. But that's a whole different story. Called Tiny Tears. So this dog, this toy's got like a head that moves, the arms move, the legs move. And you can basically, the Tiny Tears thing was, you could kind of feed it water in a bottle and it would cry and you could put a nappy on it and it would wee. You wonder what we're doing to children, don't you? But that was the essence of this dog. Doll. But then what happened was we got one of these dolls and Mayo was fascinated with it. Could well have been mine if I tied it out, you know. And he just wanted to like nurse this doll until he decided he wanted to take the head and arms off it, and he never managed it. He'd run around the garden with it, getting it absolutely filthy, wouldn't it? And he'd throw it up in the air. That was the only one that ever outwitted him. But we did keep our eye on it. Oh, no. Maybe the stuff in the children's toys is the same as the dog toys and both tend to eat it. No, I don't think Lola does. Oh, now, Kim, yeah. All of the anything that's like an appendage that can be, like, chewed, that was Maya. And Lola does the same. So she actually chewed a rubber foot off her dinosaur, which is now two dinosaurs, two half dinosaurs. Debbie, exactly. I had to take the eyes out before he did. That is a good tip, Kim. Tape the washcloths around the legs and she never chewed them. I was there with my Vicks Vapor Rub ready, but she didn't bother. I don't know why. Maybe she's got more toys here. She have toys there?
I don't know.
Logic said she would have to have had some toys. But, interestingly, if she did, they've kept them for when she visits. Because she came here with no toys.
True.
There was a couple that came at Christmas.
Yeah.
They moved house. They moved from just round the corner to quite a way off, isn't it? About 18 miles?
18 miles.
Yeah. So quite a way off. Oh, but she's certainly got plenty to keep her occupied with. Trying to chew the tail off a beaver. We unfortunately have. Do you remember I talked about Ollie and his fox? Foxy.
You're talking about you.
Yes, we got a fox for Lola and she wasn't bothered. But she's not seen Ollie for such a while that when the fox came out again, she started playing with it. This thing cost an absolute fortune from Pets at Home.
Stay there.
And what did you do with it? You might well scarp her. It's now got holes in it, but the holes are like perfectly round. And I said, yeah, there's a hole there. And then I looked further up and I said, there's another one.
This is for Kim.
We've got chicken. You're taking chicken. Lola's got chicken now. Anyway, poor Foxy. What did you do to Foxy? Yes.
Ripped a hole in it.
No, it wasn't one hole. It
was several holes.
It was little circular holes as though somebody had used a hole punch. Oh. We think it was the teeth.
Oh.
Kim, chicken, drink. Daughter was supposed to be watching as she didn't do her job. At the glasses, oh my word. Oh God, that would freak me out. That would petrify me. Don't eat anything you shouldn't be eating. And that includes the doorstops. We've replaced the doorstops. We now have solid steel doorstops. She stopped doing that now, haven't you, babe?
Eva now has her ear to the computer listening to chicken.
I think we should take one of your chickens and package it up for Kiva, you know.
There you go, Kiva. Lola. Big chicken. Good girl.
So just before we came on air... Shoo, he hasn't even lifted his head. Not interested. Not a chicken kind of guy. There you go.
Do you want to go in the garden?
She wants to go for a walk, but she's going to have to wait unless you want to take her right now.
It's too warm.
It is very, very warm out there. It's uncomfortably hideous.
You won't appreciate a walk now.
I will, Daddy. I will.
Come on, let's go in the garden. Come on.
The younger daughter was egging the gold knot.
Garden.
That's a grounding offence, surely, Deb. Wow. You can't believe it. He's just been a cool guy, laid-back guy. Yes, we actually managed a conversation with Rachel today. FaceTime, just before we started. She's managed to have a haircut. She looks fabulous, you should see the state of mine. Mine's kind of dooglish, if you remember the magic roundabout. Fringe is now below my nose, touching the top lip. It's all right. In fact, it's actually long enough that if I just brush it back and then put a hair tie in, it's fine. It's just when I don't do that, when you're trying to look normal and you brush it down. I'll get round to it. Thing is, I do my own anyway. So I have no need for a hairdresser. I'm more than capable of doing my own. Thing is, if I'd have done it during, you know, major lockdown, people would have reported me or given me the stink eye for doing my hair. So I didn't. I thought, no, I shall be there with Mike. I will be there and I will suffer the pain with him. His doesn't grow down. It grows outwards. Might do a photo. I have told him I'll trim it for him, but I think he's petrified. How are you doing, Kim, with Kiva's trims? You should be a dab hand by now. The Golden was actually a good dog. Retrievers and Labs do seem to be... tame's the wrong word. Easily trained, maybe? We've got two Golden Retrievers opposite. There was they actually had a dog called Ben. Beautiful dog. Oh, absolutely gorgeous to look at. He was a lassie dog, a rough collie, absolutely beautiful. And when he died, I think he'd only died about a week. And they went out and got another dog, which I thought was quite fast. But some people obviously just want a dog, and they said they couldn't live without a dog. So they went out and got this dog. It was a rescue dog. I think he was about two. But, oh, did they struggle to train him. He was wild. So they were coming to the point where they would come to the edge of the pavement and they wanted him to sit before he crossed the road. It took months, months and months and months, but they got there in the end. And then they adopted another one. So when Alfie, who's the old boy now, he must be at least 12 by now. About 2 years ago, they got another one, a girl called Raffles. And again, they went to the same rescue centre. And she's as bright as a button. Obviously, she's a lot younger. And Alfie's got arthritis now. But he still manages to get out for his walks and stuff. But they are so quiet. They don't seem to play or jump around or get into mischief. The two of them are just so quiet. And then there's Lola. And you've heard Lola. She does like to play vocally. You can send dog trimming scissors. I might actually need the garden shears with Mike's. It's lovely and curly, but he doesn't like it. Doesn't like it curly, you see. But it does. It looks nice. There's just a lot of it. And it's growing outwards, not downwards. Trimming her every 2 weeks. She's standing still much better. That's good. Doesn't like it when you trim between the paws. You have to trim them. She's been sliding on the floor. That's a very good point, isn't it? That's the bit of a Sammy's fur you can actually cut without it being frowned upon. There's only two bits. The bits around the feet and the bits at the back of the legs. And that's really just because it gets quite long and then it gets knotted. The ear knots were removed, but she's now growing two new ones. Little menace. Nothing you can do about ear knots on Sammy's. Honestly, you just have to try and tease them out the best you can. If Mike could have let you cut it the first month, it would have grown out by now. Exactly. Yeah, I think he would. It's just we have been actually chaotically busy. We've had to wait, I think it was 11 days before we had enough time to talk to Rachel. Between Mike's appointments, my appointments, training and live shows. Like tomorrow... no idea what time Mike's going to actually get to bed tonight. But tomorrow he is training Australia. So I think he's going to be about 5:30, 6 o'clock, something like that. What time are you training Oz tomorrow?
Six.
Six. So what time will that be where they are? He's doing a count on his fingers. Three in the afternoon.
Yeah. Then we're training Singapore at 8. Nucleus.
He's going all over the world. Singapore at 8. Australia at 6. On the upside, finishing work at 2:30. So, just a minute. That's still half an hour more than it should be.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. 8 hours. 8 till 4. Therefore, it should be 6 till 2. Just saying.
No. Plus 7 till 8 is my own time.
Oh, that's stupid. You can't have time in the middle of the day. I don't like that. No, I like my day unfragmented. I don't like trying to squeeze an hour's work into an hour because that never works.
Yeah, well, the dog needs to go out. She can't be going out at 10.
She might like to go out about 5.
I don't think so. She's usually fast asleep.
She is, actually. Leave her in with me. Leave her in with me.
So I took her outside.
Go on.
Thanks, Paul.
Luckily, Jonathan, it's all in English. If he ever starts going to Sweden, we've got problems.
He gets downstairs.
Go on, what's she
and
done?
I said, OK, which toy do you want?
Now, choices.
Now, we've got two halves of Green Dragon.
I love Green Dragon.
She ripped that in half the
other
day. I
got that one.
We've got a bit of, was it Orange Dragon?
It was an orange stuffy from Rachel.
Well, it's basically two bits of orange cloth with nothing else in it.
She destroyed that quick.
But it's quite small. So if you want to tug it...
Oh, there's no way.
She's quite likely to get your fingers.
Yep.
And there's big rope.
Noosey.
And that's a good one to tug.
Noosey.
So which one did she go for?
The little orange one.
The little orange, yeah. I said, get a toy.
She says, what do you need 10 fingers for anyway, Dad? As long as you can open the dog food, two will do. Oh, she's so cute. She is. Oh, dear. Ah, Debbie's now got an idea that might be what's happening with Shuey. Paws are sliding when he tries to stand up on the tile floor. Yeah, when Maya got arthritis, we had to make sure there was only one room in the house that didn't have, like, carpet or a rug. But he couldn't stand up either. On slippy floors. So we got these kind of rug affair things that actually stuck to the floor and just give them a bit of traction. But if it's a younger dog and not ill, maybe it is that. But would he sit still and let you trim his fur? We've taken to taking Lola out on concrete, haven't we?
Yeah.
Because we don't like doing the nail trimming, and her nails are incredibly long. I think she'd basically just walked on grass. No. Not exactly compliant. No, I can imagine. Can you imagine taking one of Lola? Mind you, she might let you do the old nail varnish on them. Because her first mummy had beautiful nails, so she might actually go for that. But rather than actually trim her nails, which can be incredibly dangerous, just take her out for a walk on concrete for a bit. At Zoomy's big time after Brooklyn's. Oh, but she'd been so good, surely, all through the show. And she'd been giddied by the songs. She must have been trying to run off cider drinker. I said, when you're doing Brooklyn's, I said, you know a song's bad when the priest's there and he puts in the chat, OMG. Good job the bishop wasn't with him. Oh, she was good all day. She's got to that puppy energy go at some point.
Ned was only there touting for business for this morning.
Yes, I said that, but it's still all a bit rocky and dicey, isn't it? Now we've got a narc to tell us what went on. That's a bit dicey.
Yeah.
I mean, they actually said, didn't they, on St. Joe's newsletter, they've got stewards at the door and they're going to tell you where to sit. And he actually put, this might not be where you normally sit. Now, to me, if you were a steward, wouldn't you try and accommodate people where they normally sit? Because people get very uppity about stuff like that. I mean, you can go in and inadvertently sit on the wrong pew. Oh, my God, all hell breaks loose. Seriously. So you should do that. But, yeah, I think he was touting for business. He must have been pretty lonely. Because the one thing I didn't find out was how many were actually there. How busy was it? Because we've also been told, you know, like, if it's too busy, then you'll be turned away. So, you know, mentally you're thinking to yourself...
Jesus was at the inn.
In a very practical way, you're thinking, up at 7, breakfast, got to get my hair sorted out, got to put some decent clothes on for church, stagger out the door, make sure the car's working enough to get up to church, to be turned away. Or 3 more hours in bed. No brainer then, really. So I'm afraid we opted for that approach. Hey, come on, what time do we get to bed? The sun was rising
late
as I got to bed. But it was early. I said I'd be earlier, and I was. It was only 4 o'clock. So I was earlier. Oh, Kiva's so good. She is good. It must be... What's so funny is, I mean, all about your dogs, you can hear Lola barking, I can't hear them barking. We need to do a multi-way broadcast here, all of the dogs. The dog choir. That would go down well. The dog choir. And, you know, this productivity spurt I was on last week, I was quite alarmed with myself. it was that bad. Because you're usually behind or you've got a list to do or something. I actually looked at the show for next week, which is 85, isn't it? Yeah, I looked at 85 and I've got a pre-show list. I'm sure you've seen this. How many items are on it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13 items on my list. Only one isn't ticked. And it's Sunday. I'm like, what happened? And the one that isn't ticked, I could actually do. I've just not got round to it. So I went down the page. I've got the video embedded. I've got the YouTube blog. The timing's ready. And I've got the content items. And it's all sorted. It's not actually totally all prepped, but it's all sorted. Unless something comes up, like iWork, that I can rip to shreds, like last week. That wasn't good. That really wasn't good. Yeah, I think what's made it easier is that we know we've got the 5 week minimum DevonThink thing coming up. So I know exactly what's got to be done for that. Mike's already made his mind up. Are you sharing it? Or is it a surprise?
No, it's not a surprise.
So go on then, share it.
More Power Query, I think it was.
He's actually forgotten. It was the Query Editor.
The Query Editor, yeah, More Power Query.
The dark side of the Query Editor. Make it sound sexy, Mike. The dark side of the Query Editor. It's all a mystery to me.
And me.
But I've got two things to do before we move on to DevonThink that kind of complement it. So that's where I'm at. But if you come up with an idea or a question, or Jonathan, when you start work tomorrow and you start playing around with Keynote Remote, controlling your Mac with your iPad, let me know. I couldn't really show that too well last week, could I? iPad wouldn't. Well, it would see the Mac. They were both seeing each other, just not necessarily at the same time. I had to ask Mike for a cable, so I actually had a proper cable and it was still flaky. And the other way that you've seen me do it is when I use Air Server. And that's also incredibly flaky, isn't it, Mike?
Mm.
But that's probably worse at the minute. So, yeah.
There's three dogs down the road from us, Debbie. They all live in the one house and they are, I think, the pugs. But they bark constantly whenever another dog walks past. So every time I walk past with Lola, they're there. They're really menacing, actually, at the gate. And the gate's got, like, wire all around it, obviously to stop them getting in, getting out. But, yeah.
Might be to stop other people getting in.
Well, could be that as well. But, yeah, they're constantly growling, all three of them at the gate, like, you know, foaming at the mouth type thing. I bet they're really
Mayer
sweet.
Mayer used to do that, but at the window. He would jump. My dad had this chair, you know, like a Lazy Boy recliner thing. And it was Dad's chair, obviously. Then Mayer arrived. And then it became Mayer's chair, and sometimes he let his granddad sit in it, but not often. But sometimes they'd share it, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Dad would be sat in it and he'd make the mistake of leaning forward to pick a paper up and that was it, Mayer was in. And he was behind him and he just kept shoving him off the front of his chair. So this Lazy Boy was actually, it became Mayer's. Particularly when Dad was out, he would sit on this chair as if it was his. And it was positioned in front of the window of the front room. So when the gate opened, Mayer would be up. And Mum had these sheer net things at the windows. I don't know how he managed it. I think he actually learnt to put his head under it so he could get a better view. And this guy was on the other side of it. I think it was a postman or a delivery agent of some description. And Mayer's absolutely going mental. Now, given that Mayer was on the inside, the other side of the glass, this guy started backing up down the path. He was petrified. And Mayer, there was just dog gauze all over the window. You should have seen it. In the end, I had to go out and rescue the guy who, by this stage, was on the pavement. Take the parcel off him. And he was like, it's a wolf. But anyway, if he was casing the joint, I don't think he was coming back to rob us, was he? Guys did tend to be petrified of Mayer. And girls just thought he was a cuddly polar bear. But he was very vocal. Oh, Shuey lives on a corner. We live on a corner. So we can start barking on one side, run out the back door and bark at the side gate. That's exactly what Mayo would do. He'd be at the back gate and then he'd bark them all the way along the fence. Then he could run into the house, bark at the front door, and then jump on the chair in the front room and bark them past. So, it, I mean, it was Mayo's neighbourhood. The entire corner was Mayo's neighbourhood. That is so sweet. Oh, a Doberman and a Rottweiler jump up and look over the wall and people would walk past. Exactly. That's what we say about the one next door. The one next door is a Staffy, isn't he? Staffordshire Bull Terrier. And not only that, but you know, like people get clothes for dogs, collars, fancy stuff. This one's got a collar, a studded collar, leather studded collar, and a harness that's leather with all studs on it. Looks like Sid Vicious on a bad day, doesn't he? He's a cute dog, but don't cross him. Lola gets on all right with him, and so did Maya. What's going on?
Anthony.
Anthony, once had a delivery guy at the gate shouting, can you call your dog in? The dog in question was 40 years old, blind, arthritic poodle. Would it take him half an hour to find it? Some of them get really nervous. I must admit, I don't understand that. Maybe they've just got a total aversion to dogs. But you know, you see some dogs and I think if you're a doggy person, you kind of know, like, I'm not going near that one. But other dogs, you know, you just, if you approach a dog in the right way and it's not a vicious by nature dog, you should be absolutely fine. Having said that, there was the incident with Rachel and the guide dog and that didn't end well. I have no idea. Poor Rachel, she doesn't have much luck with dogs, does she? She's fine with Lola. Yeah, I wonder how she'd have got on with Maya. Because she's very nervous when they jump up. And if Maya jumped up, he would be taller than she is because she's only about, 4'10"? Something like that. She's very tiny. And Maya had a habit. Maya knocked this woman flying
like
once.
Like
Noel Edmonds, as Tracy said.
Yes, it was Tracy.
Maya did have a habit of jumping up, but Lola doesn't. But Lola totally took to Rachel straight away. Rachel came in to meet her for the first time. She'd seen pictures for about a year, hadn't she? But it was the first time she'd actually met her. Lola had literally just moved in. And she came down and she brought some toys. And she sat on the sofa. Lola's curled up at her feet. And then Rachel came to leave. Lola wouldn't let her. Every time she took a step in one direction, Lola stood in front of her. It took her 20 minutes to get out. And Lola's been to visit Rachel as well, hasn't she?
She has.
Up by the kennels. Yeah. When the kennels are open again, I think we need to take her in.
Yeah.
Because the Siberian Husky's up that path, you know. It's a breeder who lives literally round the corner, about half a mile from here. Duncrofts and everything. But with Siberian Huskies rather than Samoyeds. But you can hear them. There's like a morning crescendo with them, isn't there?
Yeah.
As they howl about 5:30.
Went
what happened with the guide dog? Oh, yes, this guide dog. It was a guide dog that was with its puppy owner. So they're with the puppy owner anywhere from 12 to 18 months, usually. And this dog wasn't a baby puppy looking at it. It looked as though it was ready to leave. And it turned out, in conversation, it only had 2 to 3 weeks left on its training. So it was all sorted. It goes from the puppy walker into like intensive training for a bit, and then it gets allocated to somebody who needs it. So he was out walking the dog. So the dog is on standard harness with the handle and everything. So it wasn't out for just a walk. It was out on a training walk. And Rachel sees this dog and thinks, I'll walk on the other side. She's not fond of dogs. But the guy said, it's okay, he's a guide dog. So she stopped. And she still was, like, not getting close to this dog. But the guy said, oh, no, he's a guide dog, you know, he's fine. So they're talking and she's saying, how old is he and when's he going to, you know, be allocated, etc. And she's got her hand down by the side of her. So as we all know, if you've got a dog, you would hold your hand out, palm up, so they can sniff first. But she didn't make any move to this dog. And it went for a guide dog with 13 months training... bitter. Luckily, not badly. I mean, badly enough it was bruised and she needed like a bandage on it. But not badly enough in terms of needing medical assistance. But having said that, that's because she's a nurse. So she medicaled it herself. But because she's a nurse, her tetanus was up to date. So she didn't actually need to go anywhere and have anything done with it. But yeah, it drew blood. Its jaw kind of went on her hand between her index finger and her thumb and bit down. She didn't make any move to this dog at all. And the guy was absolutely mortified. And he said straight out, that's it, this dog will have to be withdrawn because she'd not done anything. And it just went for her. I would not think that of a guide dog. I mean, I would never approach a guide dog without actually saying to the person who was with it, particularly not if it's out doing a job, which I do see people do all the time. And I think, like, I'd like to pet that dog too, but you know what? It's working, so leave it alone. But if it's actually settled down, you know, like when Eaton came. Mm. Eaton came to one of our Brooklands meetings. He's the guide dog. He was the guide dog. He retired at Christmas with the gentleman who was doing the talk. And he took the harness off him. And then I said, is it okay if I, you know, say hello to Eaton now? And that's obviously fine once the harness is off. But this dog was on duty and just bit Rachel. And Rachel is the sweetest, kindest girl. She was not somebody who would look threatening in any way whatsoever. So I don't know, maybe the dog was having a bad day, but certainly not a dog that you could use as a guide dog. And apparently there's two options when a guide dog is a withdrawn guide dog. Some of them might go into a retirement, don't they? They just go live with somebody as a pet. But another lady that we know had got one of these guide dogs and she said it had to earn its living. It was a withdrawn guide dog and she used to go round with it and like go to supermarkets and collect money. And this dog was there as like a petting dog. Now, obviously, you could never put a dog like that in a petting job. So I don't know what happened to it, but it got withdrawn. But that could have been really nasty, couldn't it? What if that was a child? Mm. You know, at child height. Dangerous, dangerous. Maybe the dog felt her fear and put the dog in defence mode. I wonder about that. I think if you are afraid or nervous in any kind of way, maybe the dog can sense that. But you would think, wouldn't you, with a guide dog, that they've kind of trained that out of it. Certainly, by the time it's 14 months old, no dog should go for anyone like that. It was often said, I used to be on a list. I think it was a Yahoo group, but you used to get the messages via an email. And it was called Sam Smiles, and it was a wonderful group. It was all Samoyed owners with the most amazing stories about their dogs. It actually came to a bit of a sad end, which was very, very sad, to be honest. But there were so many fantastic stories about Sammies in it. And one guy said he got three girl dogs they were. And he said, they're no use as deterrents, you know, for like housebreaking. He said, I swear they'd do anything for a sausage. And one day this guy did get broken into. And the dogs just sat there and watched. They just thought, oh, great company. So he was quite right. It came to a sad end because a few of them decided to meet up. Do you remember that? It had the word pause in it. It was some kind of meetup and they'd made like a name for it. Oh, I know, Porty. Instead of a party, it was a P-A-U-T-Y. Come to the Sammy Porty. And if they were close enough, and obviously the majority of these people were in the States, you're invited to this like barbecue picnic thing. It sounded fabulous. Now, there's no way I could have gone, obviously. But I was so excited to see all the pictures of all these dogs together. And it'd been going on a couple of days and then somebody posts a snotogram to the effect of, I don't want to hear about you all having a good time when I can't go. And I thought, how awful. You know, even if, you know, you're having a bad day or something, I thought that was awful for the people who were just enjoying life and having a bit of a party with their dogs. So this guy came back. He was the one with the three dogs that just sat there and watched, helped the robber out. And he said, I've never heard, you know, that's disgusting. People are just trying to have a nice time and they're prepared to share it and blah, blah, blah. You know, you've been intolerant. And I couldn't have agreed more with this guy. when the lady who ran the group came on and told him off. And I'm like, just a minute, he didn't start it. He was just saying, you know, can you not be happy for other people kind of thing. And she was saying he'd show no tolerance. And I'm like, is she on acid or something? Because he was the first woman that caused the problem. Anyway, the party went ahead, but I never got to see any pictures because the lady who owned the group threw her toys out the pram and shut it down. Isn't that typical?
Yeah.
Absolutely typical.
A doodle meetup.
Hmm?
Kiva and Kim went to a doodle meetup.
Do you think that's so cute, a doodle meetup? Kiva can sense people, sends people out and treats them accordingly.
Well, Susie told us that they were going to have a meetup with all the puppies.
Yeah.
But one, COVID struck.
Yeah.
And two, Lola came here.
She did.
And we haven't got a record of where the puppies went.
No, but she has. So I guess we can find out when it's all over. A lot are used for demonstrations and publicity, or they go for adoption or offer to other services such as working dogs. Yeah, I guess it depends on the reason why they were withdrawn, doesn't it? I mean, if it's an issue like that, I think they're going to have to go for adoption at best. But there's a lot of different things that the dogs can do. I mean, those dogs that are assistance dogs are amazing. The ones that open washing machines and answer the door and stuff, they're amazing. Lola has people for that, and so did Maya.
I saw a video, probably a meme, on Facebook the other day of two German shepherds in a kitchen, and one keeps opening the cupboard door and the other keeps shutting it.
Is there any nicking of stuff going on in between the two?
No, I think dog one was trying to nick stuff out the cupboard, and dog two was shutting the cupboard. Like good cop, bad cop.
Deb makes a really good point there. She says, I wonder if it was her perfume or another scent that triggered the guide dog. The one thing that did strike me was if she'd come from work when she's a nurse, she may or may not have had a scrubs on. Sometimes she does. She comes home actually in them. Depends what's been going on in the day. Sometimes the scrubs are not fit to be seen out in public with. But sometimes she will come home wearing them. In which case, it makes you wonder whether the dog could smell something on it from one of the patients. It could well have been. But even so, it's a guide dog. It can't do that. Or a doodle meetup. I quite fancy a doodle meetup. I wonder if there's a Jackapoo meetup.
I don't know.
Because he's not exactly a poodle. He's a Jackapoo. But he's half poodle and looks it. When we had our blind poodle, we also had an English Springer Spaniel. The poodle viewed the spaniel as a guide dog. Oh, that is so sweet. I saw a story about a dog. I think it was two dogs. And they'd somehow ended up in care together. I don't know if they'd actually gone into care together or they'd met in there. And one of them was blind. And the other one used to lead him round. Animals are just amazing. Humans, by comparison, honestly. I wonder about the intelligence of many, many humans. That is so sweet. See you, Debbie. Have some cider. That was bad last night. That was bad. Oh, you taught Kiva to pick things off the ground, and she usually does it. Dropped your walking stick and she picked it up. Oh, Kiva. That's worth a treat. Just saying. Maggie Doodle, what a great name. Oh, I'm loving that. I always wanted to call mine, this imaginary dog that I'd never had, that one, always wanted to call it Hunter. That was after Hunter, the Labrador that I absolutely adored. But then when he arrived, he was definitely a mayor, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We did have a whole long list of names. Diefenbaker was on that list, you know, from due south. Do you know what else was on it?
No.
But you can't name one, can you?
No.
Oh, one was Anton.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Benson. Quite like the name Benson. But we looked at him and it was, no, he's a mayor. The song wasn't that bad. Oh, in that case, is that a challenge to find something worse, Debbie? I don't think the priest could take it if it was worse than that. The dog that I actually, I think it was about 6 months Maybe it was a little bit more. That I like to think of as virtually mine when I was a kid. I was 9 or 10, and this dog lived next door but one with a family. And it was Golden Lab, which was my absolute, that was the dog I wanted at the time. I think Hunter must have been about 2 or 3. But the family name was Hunter Watts, their surname. So they called the dog Hunter after their own surname. So he was Hunter Watts. Fabulous name. And they let me take him out for walks and stuff. Oh, I love that. Absolutely love it. Okay, there you go, Mike. Challenge, Bobby Vinter. We'll get that on the list, Debbie. We're still contemplating a theme for next week. I think we've got about 4 or 5 we are seriously contemplating. So, but feel free to if you think of a theme. We could have a theme of dogs.
We could.
I wonder how far we get with that. Everyone would just revert to walking, wouldn't they, walking the dogs? Yeah. What was that? That was not was Walk the Dinosaur?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Never fancied a dinosaur.
I can't find that video.
What video?
The one on YouTube. I don't even know who posted it.
The two dogs?
Yeah.
Was it the Alsatians, German Shepherds?
I think so.
We'll do a search on Google.
Could have been any. I have done. Could have been
any. Did you search the video tab or just the normal search? You mean you didn't take the time and create a Devon Agent search?
No.
I don't think Mike was paying too much attention there. Ooh, who let the dogs out? There you go. We will put that one in, Debbie. That is brilliant. I'm loving that. Oh, can you believe it is the end of week? Do we know the week number? I think we do. I do believe it's week 18, isn't it? Let me have a swift look. I think I mentioned it at the beginning of the week. I'm totally losing track here, obviously. Was it the 7th on Monday? No, it was then. No, I didn't mention what week number it was. Oh, no! What was the week before the 6th? That was the 29th, wasn't it? Week 16. So that was 17. So this has been... Is it week 18? No, I think it's 17. I'm definitely losing the track and the will to live. Can you see how close we are? Smurfs puppy song? Was there a Smurfs puppy song? Nobody told me. Oh, my. I'm going to have to go and have a look at that one. Smurfs puppy song. Oh, Mike sings the Smurfs, don't you?
Badly, yeah.
You're not going to do it now.
La 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 la.
No, I haven't got that in my system. Puppy song. Let's try puppy song.
Where are you all coming from?
I've got the puppy song by Harry Nilsson, and I've got puppy songs by Dog music.
Called it. Puppy love.
There's the puppy song, David Cassidy.
Yeah.
And puppy songs by the Sleeping Dogs. I'm liking that one, which is dog music for pet relaxation and calm music for dogs. And it's dog therapy music. Tranquil dog music. There's doggy spa day. Music to feed your dog too. You couldn't make this up. I'm going to leave that there and have a listen to it later. See what Lola makes of it. Right. Ooh, we've got it on YouTube, which means I can see it. Puppy Love, Donny Osmond. Do you know, I reckon the Brooklands guys would like that. How much is that puppy in the winter? We played that. Kath bet me I wouldn't play it, probably about week 1 or 2. And I played How Much Is That Doggy in the Window, and she was rolling on
who
the floor laughing.
Who Bobby Vinton?
That was, Debbie who mentioned that. She said it was one of the worst. Oh, my word, look, I've got a little puppy. Oh, Mike, that's a definite. That's a definite. You see how many views it's had? 183,000. Oh, I am definitely going to have a look at that. Thank you for that. That'll be in next week's. We'll either do pets at some point or we'll do dogs at some point. Like, we'll have to do pets because some of them have got cats. And they've got videos of their cats, haven't they? Getting in and out of the cat flap. They had a cat flap put in, and because they've got cavity wall insulation...
Who sang Who Let the Dogs Out?
Who Let the Dogs Out? Ooh.
I just remember that spat between Victoria Beckham and
Jordan.
That's
exactly what I remember. Victoria Beckham, who can't sing for Toffee to start with, was actually singing...
Baha Men.
No, that don't ring a bell. Was actually singing Who Let the Dogs Out to Jordan, Katie Price, in the Players' Lounge. Good to know. Classy ladies, not much. Yes, I'm going to have to put all these dog songs together. We could have an animals theme. That way it could be any animal.
How much is the doggy in the window?
You've set him off now.
The one with the wagon.
Oh, there's two videos of the Smurfs puppy song. Coming up one after the other on my list there. And some of the Smurfs loop. Do you know YouTube's fabulous, isn't it? You can get anything you like on YouTube. From how to fix your car locking system, which might lock up, through your boot discs, through any music you want. It is amazing. Absolutely love it. So what have we all got planned for the week anyway? I'm attempting to be as productive as last week. If I manage this, I'll be a happy bunny by Friday. As we head into Devonthink Part 1. May the force be with you. But what is everybody else planning? Are you going out anywhere? We're not. Rachel didn't do maths either. Oh, Kim's got to go out. Allergy shots and grocery. Definitely may the force be with you. And your mask. Definitely your mask. Devonthink. You're getting ready for Devonthink on Friday. I do hope it isn't a letdown after this build-up. I'm going to have to work hard this week, can't I? No, it's not going to be a letdown. No, we wouldn't let that happen, would we? It's so deep, Devonthink. That's the thing with it. It is amazingly deep. Hospital appointment on Tuesday. Probably, you know, Anthony, given what we've seen in the supermarkets, hospitals is probably one of the places, safest places you could be these days. Anywhere else, like the pub and that, no, they're just rioting. So, hospital. Not as fearful as I was, actually, now, with hospitals. I think they're being incredibly safe there. You know all the stuff I wear. I just hope it's raining and not too hot. That is so true, Kim. That's why I'm monitoring our weather here very, very closely. I don't mind if it's absolutely throwing it down. In fact, I told Mike a funny story earlier. On the news, I think it was Thursday, the weather had been horrific all week, if you don't like rain. Me, don't care. But it had absolutely sailed it down for 5 days. It was fairly cold. It was dark skies and, you know, if you are a normal person and you like sun, it was the complete opposite of that. So we're sitting here freezing, raining, fit to bust. We actually had a flood alert, seriously, in July. Locally, within half a mile, we had a flood alert. So I makes the mistake of clicking on the news page. And the headlines on the news were, we're going to run out of water. I literally laughed out loud and said, have you thought of opening a window? When I read the story, it was going on about in 20 years, etc., etc. But we're an island and it rains a lot. I don't see how we could run out of water. But they assure us that we could run out of water. So we better start stockpiling that now, like toilet rolls. And I actually said to Mike the other day, are we all right for toilet rolls? Because, hey, it's been 16, 17 weeks, Mike.
True.
Yeah, you can never have too many toilet rolls, second wave and all of that. Just saying. Well, I'm going to attempt to be productive. Mike's going to be talking to Australia, the UK, probably Sweden, probably your buddy in wherever she is it China? Japan? Yeah. China?
Yeah.
Yeah. And who was the other one? Indonesia?
Something like that.
Oh, he's a busy, busy international boy. But that's what we've got planned anyway. And, of course, we have planned to talk to you guys on Marooned. So we will be back with you tomorrow night. Same time, same place, new week! And hopefully I'll have something I can maybe tease you with about Devonthink. Or ask questions about. Whatever. But we'll definitely have fun. Absolutely definitely have fun. But until then, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
We'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.